Let's talk.
This guy's going to build the drama, all right? Now, we've got controversy, whatever. That's next hour, okay? That's next hour.
Yeah, please. No, no controversy.
No, because we got Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, who was in our outside room listening to us, you know, talk about sports and stuff. And you're getting all excited out there in the other room.
I'm punching the wall. I mean, when I pulled into the parking lot, the steam coming out of the studio was, I was following it driving over. It's kind of like the, what is it, the electrical plant on campus in the winter when you see the steam on a clear day coming
That's
off.
Exactly right.
That, and then I come in and the walls are just vibrating. But, you know, to your point, Penn State sports, I read something the other day. Now, help me out here. I think I saw, obviously, two national championships already.
Yep.
Three other teams have advanced to the Final Four with lacrosse this weekend.
Yep.
And then I believe one other team made it to the Elite Eight and actually they lost to the eventual
women's soccer.
Yep. So what's that, six teams?
Yeah, they've had a year.
Has there been a better run?
I can't think of one. Not. And the thing is, the overall trajectory of the athletic department, again, this hire, I don't know if folks quite understand just yet. I think the lacrosse community does, but this women's lacrosse hire is huge. Like, this is a paradigm shift in women's lacrosse. It really is. And this is, again, that mentality of Pat Kraft, where it's like, because I have infamously told on myself here, when before Penn State hired Cale Sanderson, I had done a couple of interviews, people asking me, you know, hey, what do you think? And I'm like, hey, Penn State, it's Penn State wrestling. They could go out and get anybody except for John Smith at Oklahoma State, because he's just tied in there.
Right.
Tom Brands at Iowa. I don't know that Penn State would want him. I don't know that's a great fit, but also, I mean, he's locked in at Iowa. And Cale Sanderson at Iowa State. But anybody else, fair game. Well, then they go out and obviously get Cale Sanderson from Iowa State. I'm telling you, this has the same feel, because Traeger is Syracuse lacrosse to a large degree. I mean, she is as big a name in women's lacrosse in Syracuse, to Syracuse, as Sanderson was in wrestling to Iowa State. And for Penn State to get her to come here, and you could hear genuine enthusiasm in her quotes yesterday, again, it is a big get. But I think men's soccer is on the way back to being a powerhouse. Women's soccer just continues to climb and get better and better. And I think some of the other sports, you know, you're seeing golf. Both golf teams are starting to make some real progress. Mm-hmm. Same thing with both tennis teams. And it just goes on and on. It is a really special time for Penn State athletics, and what they are doing this season is fantastic. But I think it's also just indicative of what the future is going to bring, where I think these programs are on the cusp, several of them, of achieving even greater
heights. I agree wholeheartedly with you. And, you know, kudos to Pat Kraft and his staff, because that level of energy and enthusiasm is contagious,
and it's
everybody around him, even people on the outside, alumni. You get caught up in it, and you pay attention, and we are accustomed to athletic excellence in this area, but what we are seeing is I've been following Penn State sports since the mid '60s. My first football game, I think, was NC State 1967, when they upset the Wolfpack. Believe it or not,
yep.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it,
and
it's exciting. And it brings, you know, from what we're doing, trying to promote visitation to the area, you have that element of sports tourism. But it just shines a light on Happy Valley. It's year round. We're in the press. We're in
for
the media.
For sure. Yeah, and I think when you talk about the sports tourism, it is amazing to see the way this area is continuing to grow from the Ironman event. And I am becoming more aware. I knew some of the youth sports, like the volleyball tournament, is always huge over the summer. I obviously know about the wrestling tournaments. But we talked about it on air a little bit, but I think it was just this past weekend, was they had, I forget, it was like 2,000 gymnasts in out at the center. And, I mean, it was 4 days of wall-to-wall, youth girls gymnastics competition. This area is doing a great job of drawing in a wide variety of sporting events. And I think, it is partly capitalizing on, that name recognition with the Penn State brings to the area.
And competitions want to be here because there is that it's almost like a trophy to perform at Penn State. Whether you're on campus or not, I'm going to Penn State, and the residual effect, not only on the community, but also the university, you know, you start, I heard you talking about the portal, and you know, that's just insane, but recruiting starts at that young age.
Yep.
And I'm sure it happened with you, but I was wearing my Penn State swag in elementary school. And that's some of the neatest things to see downtown on a weekend. You know, you mentioned gymnastics, and kudos to the Nittany Valley Sports Center, but there was also a state freestyle Greco wrestling tournament going on at the same time last weekend. Yep. And so it starts, we're starting to recruit as an area young athletes at that very early age.
Yep.
And people want to be here. They want to perform here. And it really is exciting. And, you know, that's why we have the Sports and Entertainment Alliance. You mentioned Ironman. Yesterday, the Sports and Entertainment Alliance announced a new bike race is coming to State College this July. Downtown State College, it's called the Happy Valley Cycling Criterium. And it's on July 26th, and you will have some of the top cyclists. It's a state championship. It's sanctioned by USA Cycling. They're going to close off a portion of Beaver Avenue, Garner, Foster, and Pew. It's like an oval.
Wow.
And all day, you're going to be seeing elite cyclists racing around that circle. And, of course, it's open to the public. We want everybody to come down. It's kind of a festive atmosphere, but kind of like Ironman, but on a much smaller, more compact stage. And we're just excited about, again, bringing another elite-level competition to the area.
No, it's fantastic. It really is.
Dave, how exactly does that work? Do you reach out to these organizations? Do they contact you? How do the connections get made here?
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. Eric and his team at the Sports and Entertainment Alliance will reach out to events that fit our need times, as well as what we're trying to attract to the area. You know, I go back with the Ironman in the very beginning. The whole purpose of that really was to shine a light on our unbelievable outdoor recreational scene here. And what a better way than bringing something in that connects Bald Eagle Lake and the swim, the cycling, and then, of course, the running on campus. So it was kind of mutual. We kind of reached out to them, and they said, yeah, we're very interested. They didn't have anything in Pennsylvania at the time. But Eric, you know, when we look for things, it's just not responding to everything.
Yeah.
It's got to fit our need times. And let me back up. I think the event for the Criterium is the last Saturday in July, which is, you know, kind of after the Arts Festival, and the area's kind of catching their breath before we go into August with the Grange Fair, and then, of course, the students returning. Yeah. So it was kind of a neat time, but it's also something that the community can get involved in. There's volunteers will be needed. Obviously, just line the course in downtown State College. And it's just, it satisfies multiple needs besides the obvious, bringing visitors to the area, but the marketing, the year-round marketing that's involved with these major events is priceless. We can't buy that.
I'm guessing there are getting to be many fewer, I'm not sure what the right terminology is there, less opportunities for those need times in the area. I mean, I'm just thinking through in my mind, it's like, well, I think there's probably still a perception from some that it's like, well, all right, there's the seven home football games, and then what else in Happy Valley? But you start looking at some of the weekends where you have, hockey and wrestling and basketball hit home, and I mean, I have friends that it's like, all right, those weekends, like, we want to come in and catch a little bit of everything, or some folks are gymnastics fans. It's like, I want to come in on a weekend where, you know, one or two of the other teams are home along with gymnastics. But, you know, there's obviously opportunities there. Penn State sports all throughout the year can draw some folks. But between, again, some of these youth events that are, I mean, huge weekends. Right. I don't know if people are aware of just the impact that they have on the local economy and the number of people they bring to the area. But, you know, you start then. Obviously, we'll be talking eventually why we brought you in this morning about the upcoming weekend. But you start, you know, between Arts Fest and now this event and Iron Man. I mean, there's not a lot of weekends where it's like, yeah, man, just nothing going on here in Happy Valley.
There's nothing to do.
Well, I tell you, and that irritates me more than ever.
I hear people say, well,
what is there to do? We're able to stack events and festivals and activities up 2, 3, 4 events every weekend, and our biggest challenge is letting people know, not only the residents but also visitors, alumni, of what's going on in the area now. Especially we've rolled into summer. That comes down to 14 weeks. We've already used up 2, so we've got 12 more weeks of the summer. And it's just letting people know there's something to satisfy anybody's itch every weekend, not only in State College, on campus, but in the entire county. You know, Bellefonte, Father's Day weekend, that's Ironman, but it's also the weekend of the cruise, an outdoor adventure show. You've got all these multiple events going on every weekend, and that's really our biggest challenge, is telling people within a 250-mile radius, because that's our strike zone, that's our drive zone. Most people drive here, of what's going on every weekend.
Yeah.
And it is. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, I guess, holiday, the Christmas break, you know, there's not much we can do for that. Even on, Easter weekend, which I think was, the second or third weekend in April, there was wrestling going on here in town.
Oh, yeah.
And that's unusual, too, because of the holiday. So, it's exciting. And there's more, just like with Penn State sports, there's more to come. There's more to come because, the state games next year at the end of July, that's a national competition.
Yeah.
That's 10 days long. That's kind of like a mini Olympics. We'll be taking over the area with the assistance of Penn State because we have to use their facilities. That'll be coming in, as soon as we clear out from Arts Fest, they start rolling in for 10 days, and that'll be a big event. You talk about this weekend, and I was looking at the weather, and it looks like we're going to get a nice window over the weekend.
Yes.
Of
fingers
dryness.
Crossed. Knock on the formica here, but yes, it is looking promising.
But of course, some of us will have to cut the grass again, right? It seems like that's every day.
Thanks for the reminder.
I know. But there's multiple events going on this weekend. Of course, the celebration in Bowlesburg for Memorial Day and that recognition across the county. Right now, there's a mountain bike race taking place up on Seven Mountains. It started on the 20th and it'll go right through the weekend. They had 3 and 5 day competitions, and God love them, it seems like every time they show up, they bring the rain with them, or it rains during that competition.
Oh, their fault. Okay.
But for those who enjoy the outdoors and the mountain bike competition, get up on Seven Mountains in Rothrock through the weekend because what they call the Transylvanian Epic Mountain Bike Race. And they race in stages, but that's a lot of fun. Happy Valley is back in town every Memorial Day. It's not quite what it was, and that's not because of them. It's because it spawned competition. You know, people said, wait a minute, we can do that. And I think Pittsburgh does something now, and I believe it's Richmond does something now. So, Penn State sports, we have access to. We also have access to these youth competitions. And I haven't even talked about PIAA Spring Fest that's coming up in the middle of June.
It's
exciting.
It's
exciting.
We live in a place called Happy Valley for a
reason. Exactly.
There's no question about that. Exactly.
Lots of adventure. There we go. If we only had a bureau that could somehow, you know, follow
put it all
this
together,
stuff.
Right? Tie, connect
for goodness
the dots.
Sake.
You just got to connect those dots. That's all.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you coming in, and clearly you have nothing to do, so I'm glad we could take a few minutes of your time this morning.
I'm here. I'm all
around
yours.
Doing nothing.
I'm all yours.
Holy smokes. That's a lot of stuff. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll see what other trouble we can get into. We're good at that. Let's talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll return after this.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Bellefonte cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Bellefonte. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Five Star Mitsubishi, Wetzler Funeral Home, Sleep In and Comfort Suites, Carson Disposal, Best Line Power Sports, and WTAJ.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, They're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
It is Let's Talk here on a rainy, dreary Thursday, but we're making the best of it because what else are you going to do? As Mr. Bastardi says, we got to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather we got.
Okay. So we're going to hold the controversy for a few more minutes. Our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is still here because he has nothing to do.
welcome to our
just
world.
Now, it's a downpour. That's
our, our commercials are way off schedule, so we're going to keep this one kind of brief.
I don't know how that
what's all right. We got a Memorial Day weekend. You think Memorial Day here, you think Bowlesburg. Boom. All right, a lot of great stuff. But we mentioned a bunch of things. What are some other things coming up here, Dave, soon, for those people that have nothing to do?
Well, for this weekend, I mentioned Happy Volley, which is a lot of girl volleyball players come into the area and compete. I think it's primarily out at North Nittany Valley Sports Center now.
Yeah.
It used to be on campus, but it's not anymore. The Memorial Day festivities are very popular and encourage everybody to get out and support that. There's also a music festival that's going on out in the Milheim, Woodward area called Burning Man. Okay?
Yeah.
No relation to the one on the West Coast.
No.
Believe me. That was the first question we had. But
no.
This
yes,
has
indeed.
Been happening for five. This will be their fifth year. And,
is that right?
It is.
I didn't know.
And we didn't either. And that's the other thing that's neat about this area is there's so many events that are taking place, and even we are learning.
Yeah.
Almost weekly of events because we encourage more and more events. We encourage, we're here to help, even if it's just as simple as promoting it. In getting word out and helping them get more and more participants. But this is just kind of the lull before the storm because next week we kick off with Coaches for Cancer. That's becoming a big event in the area. And then, right in the middle of June, well, you after Coaches for Cancer, then you go into Pride Weekend, that celebration. And then the next weekend, we start with PIAA Spring Sports Festival.
Now, talk a little bit about that. I'm not sure how many folks are aware of that.
Probably aren't aware of it.
Yeah.
We've been hosting that now since this will be our third year. You have state championships in baseball, softball, men's volleyball, and they added a couple years ago, and this is really big, men's lacrosse. And so you've got 3 days of top competition going on at the athletic complex, Penn State's athletic complex. And if I'm not mistaken, in baseball 2 years ago, I think it was Belfont won.
Yeah. Well, they had Belfont and Bald Eagle.
Was it Bald Eagle last year?
Belfont and Bald Eagle both played in title games.
Right.
I'm forgetting now which one was first.
Which, yeah.
I had the good fortune to do the PA that day, and it was spectacular. I mean, it was just a celebration of both won state titles. It was a pretty remarkable day.
It was. So we host four state championships, two different classes, I think.
Yes.
in all of those sports, if I'm not mistaken, maybe not lacrosse.
I think it's two, two or it might be three.
There's like eight or nine competitions that are going on during those 3 days. And, you know, we encourage, well, we get a lot of visitors that come in, obviously, for those championships, but it's available to the residents to get out and see some really good elite high school competition. The lacrosse is about as good as it gets nationally.
For sure.
When the teams, I think Mars has been involved, usually there's teams from Philly that come in.
Yep.
I don't think it's any mistake that there's a lot of, I was looking at the men's lacrosse roster just recently. There seems to be a lot of players from Malvern Prep that are popping up on the roster. That might, you know, there might be a little, you talk about recruiting. We're all recruiting, right? We're all recruiting.
Always.
But that's also, Ironman happens 2 days after PIAA bails. So you're talking about up at the sports complex, you have Ironman going on, which is 3 days long. The competition is that Sunday. You've got PIAA happening. It's we're celebrating Juneteenth downtown State College.
Yeah.
So that's good. And then, of course, this is Father's Day weekend. I haven't even talked about what's going on in Bellefonte with the crews and all. There's so much to do.
There really is so much to do.
And it's and we're so appreciative of our residents, because not only are they very supportive on the volunteer side, but just supportive in general of what that visitor economy is churning up here in the area year-round, not just in the fall or not just in a window, but it's year-round. It really is.
And again, Memorial Day in Bullsburg, just something
special
very,
time.
Very special. And it does look like the weather is going to hold pretty well when we get to Sunday and Monday there. So that,
yeah, I think I saw 3 days of rain and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday clear, and then three more days of rain.
Yes.
Something like that. Let's keep it rolling.
All right. Dave, to wrap up, where can there's got to be some place where people can keep track of all this stuff.
HappyValley.com. Our website is the depository of everything to do in Happy Valley. You know, we didn't even get into the music scene and the entertainment scene. Again, back to the Sports and Entertainment Alliance, they just released a really nice video, if you will, called 814 Originals. And what we're doing is promoting local bands and local establishments. But HappyValley.com, that's, you'll find the calendar, you'll find points of interest, you'll find everything you need to know about the area at HappyValley.com.
Okay. It is amazing the amount of musical talent we have in this area.
It is.
I mean, it is astounding. It really is. And it's fun. I just would encourage folks, if you're able to get out and check out some of the music scene, especially over the summer when you can get outdoors and enjoy it for some
Wings
of these
Fest,
events.
I think, starts next Thursday out at Tussie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's seven. I think it's seven different Thursdays. So, yeah, the music scene's unbelievable, and we're happy. I know the Sports and Entertainment Alliance is really happy to shine a light on that and bring more attention to that. You know, some people, you hear people say, well, there's nothing to do after dinner. Yes, there is.
Well,
go listen to music.
Yes, there is.
There's sports great and music really is just a natural fit with one another.
There's a soundtrack they're putting together. It's innovative for this area, and I would ask people to check it out. 814 Originals.
Love it. Fantastic.
And the website, again, is happyvalley.com.
Very easy.
Everything
pretty
is there. All right. Dave, appreciate you coming in.
Great seeing you guys. Happy Memorial Day. And to all your listeners, enjoy the weekend and be safe.
And to you.
Do us a favor when you go outside, see if the steam is still going up or whatever that was. We didn't even realize that. Someone's going to come arrest us or something.
I will.